days ago, I woke up from my nap and opened my Instagram account, and all that I could ever find was a comic with an elephant, with a baby elephant in its tummy, where the mother said they gave us food baby, and the baby elephant in the tummy said, "Humans are so good." All that I could ever see was only this. This left me puzzled, like, why am I seeing an elephant everywhere all of a sudden? And I kept scrolling, and a few posts later, I came to know that it was an elephant which was killed by few villagers by giving it a pineapple filled with crackers in it. This left me shattered and broken. I waited for some time. Few hours later, I started seeing trolls where the state where this incident happened was shamed for it because the state is known to have one of the highest human development index with the highest literacy rate of the country, and all that was going around was literacy does not guarantee common sense. And as always, we the social media rants just went on sharing it, liking it, commenting on it, forgetting the fact that we are a huge country and the literacy level of our country is not as good as the Western world or the Scandinavian countries. What we fail to realize is even the most developed country in the world has its own countryside and its own illiterate bunch of people. So it was an illiterate bunch of people out there who did this. We didn't know it. We just went on slamming the state and pointing out how brutal the human race is. A day passed. I was encountered with a totally different story, where it said it was in a village and the elephant entered the village from the forest. This pineapple was not meant for the elephant, rather wild boars. So boars just throw off humans like this, and they are really, really wild and ferocious, to be precise, maybe. So it was kept for something like that. And then this left me thinking again. Okay, it was a boar, but should we kill it that way? A life is a life, be it a human life, wildlife, or any form of life. No life form on this earth deserves a brutal treatment like that. Maybe to save their lives, this is what they can resort to, because it's countryside and not everybody is educated there. As we all went ranting, yelling, criticizing, hypocrisizing about this, did we all realize we only come up with our compassion for wildlife or animal life when we see such things happen, where a wild animal or an animal is killed brutally or dies in an accident shedding blood? Or else, do we even care to feed, or forget feeding, maybe treating our stray cats and dogs well? Do we ever do that? First thing, let's be all responsible and compassionate human beings. Every life matters. Every being on this earth deserves love and care. What happened to that elephant was wrong. Obviously, it left me shattered and with tears when I went through those pictures. But it would have been the same no matter in which part of the country it might have occurred or which part of the world. We all forgot that, and we started shaming the state for what it did. It's been a few days now, more than a couple of days. How many of us thought about the elephant today? Or how many of us thought about any animal around us? Today, let's all step outside. Spread some love and compassion. We spend so much money unnecessarily on random things which we never end up using. Rather, get a packet of milk. A few packets of biscuits maybe for the stray dogs and cats outside. All those bones and brittle you throw in trash, you could instead give it to a stray dog. It would fill its tummy. Be it dogs, cats, elephants, no matter which form of life. You show love, they show double of it. So this is what I wanted to register on my first post. Let's all take an effort to spread love, compassion to every life form. And before we criticize and shame a place for it, let's not forget that the entire world is not completely developed, fully literate. And being literate doesn't mean we do things that make sense. Let's step out, spread awareness about this, and make sure that if we could not save the entire animal kingdom, at least a dog or a cat maybe, because that is the closest animal we come in contact in our everyday lives. So next time, before you hit the like and the share button, and before you could pass on an abusive comment, just make sure you know what it actually is about. So I got this opinion because I was talking to my friend belonging to that particular state, and what she told me was, had it not been an elephant, it would have been a boar. So let's make sure that we take steps to reduce this. This was the first episode of Social Strike with Humaira. I sign off here until I come up with the next podcast. I hope you all stay tuned. Spread love and compassion. Thank you.